Mike, I was going to talk about Lamar and his performance last night, but I just saw this and I want to kind of address it because it affects Georgia. It affects college football. Greg Sankey, along with the Texas president, his name is Jay Hartzell, continue to talk about the two superpowers, the Big Ten and the SEC, playing multiple games moving forward against each other. And this is a big deal because Texas's president says the movement, this is a direct quote, the movement in the economic setting around college sports is widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Just look at what happened, you know, Texas-Georgia game on Saturday. Whether it's a good or bad thing, it's happening. So what we're talking about here, potentially, the layout is 12 to 14 games, okay, between the Big Ten and the SEC. We're talking about the powerhouses playing each other during the regular season and doing away, Mike, with these other pre-conference scheduled games. Now, it's going to take a minute for some of these games, to, you know, for them to get out of it, but this is where this thing is headed. And this is being reported that, you know, they're talking 12, 14, 16 games, whatever it's going to be. But instead of Georgia playing three games against Sisters of the Poor, Mike, it would be potentially against Big Ten teams.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this. Remember a couple of years back when Mark Richt was there, they went out and they played like Colorado. Colorado did a home and home. They played Arizona State. I mean, I'd rather see that. Right? I'd rather see some bigger, with all due respect, I know that, you know, for the it's a tough time to be a Georgia State or a Kennesaw State or a Georgia Southern, but it's just, I think fans, especially boosters, I think you just want to see the big dogs play, and you want to see that nine-game conference schedule along with that the out-of-conference killer schedule. I love it.
The two conferences, we're talking about the Big Ten and the SEC, combined, we'll get a 58% of the college football playoff revenue beginning in 2026. So they are sitting atop the hill, and they are saying, all right, how do we even make this better? And Greg Sankey is also involved in this heavily, guys. So, Mike, I don't know when this starts or how soon, but the fact that they're talking about it, this is where we're headed. And why not? Would you rather see those games versus what you're getting?
Yeah. I mean, as we said, it's sort of been, you know, for lack of a better word, the welfare system for the small schools. They get their $1 million or $1.1 million check to go to Tennessee or whatever, and sometimes Georgia State will pull off a big win. I'm not trying to, you know, diminish the accomplishments, but it is what it is. This has always been hurtling down this road, Carl. You and I have been on this for 10 years. Call it your Super 75, however it's going to, you know, move forward, and we'll figure out the moving parts. But I love it. I think right now you got your conferences. It's not that complicated. Everybody plays everybody. The one thing the SEC does need to do, and that will come with a new ESPN deal, is they've got to get to that, you know, nine-game schedule, nine-game conference schedule.
All right, so here's my concern, though, and I think Kirby would be concerned and anybody else in the SEC. Look at Georgia's schedule, first and foremost. And now you're adding two more Big Ten teams to that. Are you serious?
Well,
right,
I mean,
now?
Some of those teams might be Northwestern and, and Arizona. You know what I mean? That's not going to all be killer, but I know what you mean. But now, and by the way, this is the first year of the 12 team, and maybe the last year of the 12 teams, we're probably going to go to 16
all
teams.
Right, all right. So
this thing, before you know it, Carl, it's going to literally be like, just look like March Madness.
It will be. And by the way, if they go to 20 teams, then I'm willing to do that schedule. I'm not willing to do it at 12. Because it hurts my ability to potentially be in the playoff. Mike, there's no coach in his right mind that's going to say, why would I hurt myself trying to make the playoff when now you're making my schedule more difficult? Expand it gives me more opportunity to be in it. That's my only beef. As far as anything else is concerned, guys, this is where we're headed.
But you can also kind of maybe you take a page out of the NFL and have the schedule makers make this, and you have some authority will be doing this, whoever's like the conference czar. You know, and so you're at a conference this year is Boston College. You know what I mean? I mean, there's ways to do it, and as you go, but you're always going to have some big marquee games early in the year. I get that, but you're right. I mean, that would be the rub for coaches saying, "Look, I don't want to go through a juggernaut every year." But I think fans want to see better football, and the networks want to see better football because you know we get to that the worst week in college football, the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
when everybody's playing the Patsies, that's you want to see that go away.
Yeah, well, because they have their big rivalry games that next weekend. That's I mean, part of that is we got to Michigan's not going to play a powerhouse before they play Ohio State.
But I'm saying, there is a way you can still get a better game without, you know, sacrificing, you know, I'm playing this, you know, everybody's a ranked opponent. But you could kind of envision, you know, there are schools that even though they're in the Power Five, they're still opponents that you'd be cool playing. Because right now, I mean, let's be honest, there's a bunch of schools in the ACC that some people are saying they don't even deserve to be in this next big giant conference if it does come to be.
Well, you guys like this, 404-726-0929. You can text us, hit us up on social media as well. Schools in both conferences, we're talking about the Big Ten and the SEC, already have several Power Four non-conference opponents. For example, right, Texas already played both Ohio State and Michigan in a home and home. Those matchups go through 2027. Okay, so do you just add to that? Do you do away with that, reschedule it? Texas won the Michigan matchup. We know that, but I'm just saying those are the kind of things they're talking about as we move forward. I don't know, Mike. Again, my only concern, and it's my team. If it's my team, I do not want to play nine straight, you know, rough games. There's a reason why these coaches put these games in between to give their kids a break. We could say it's silly and all of that, but, you know, hell, Georgia's off the week before Florida. It's been that way for years.
Right. Well, guess what? Here's your juggernaut next year for out of conference for Georgia. A Marshall, Austin Peay, and Charlotte.
Oh!
And, of course, the rivalry game with Tech.
That's terrible.
That's what I'm talking. I mean, look, I get it. I understand the argument. But as a fan, you know, and when your team has got things cooking, when it's on, when the train is on the tracks and you're on the rails, let's play the best. Let's play the best teams out there. And if you balance it out with some kind of schedule czar so you can find some other. But let's get, with all due respect to the Marshalls and the Austin Peays and the Charlottes, well, I don't want to pay for that if I'm a Georgia booster.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it is. And these schedules get done 5-6 years in advance, right, by the way. So it's not like, you know, they just did this. But that's part of this discussion. All right, want to hear from you guys. As college football, again, they're just talking about this. But the FBS commissioners have to decide to whether wait after this season, after the first team playoff, you know, 12-team playoff, which is what Mike was talking about, to decide which way they want to go. But I think this is a real possibility. And that's a lot of games, by the way. You got to think about all the teams. You're talking about 12 games, so it's not one team playing that. It's a multitude of teams from both conferences, but that's what you would get over the course of the season.
Hey, real quick, while we're talking about you know, Georgia's schedule, you know, I know Kirby still wants to do the home and home. He loves the idea of having, you know, the Georgia-Florida game not in Jacksonville. All of a sudden, Billy Napier's got a job, right? Billy Napier's doing okay.
I think so.
I mean, are they going to move off him in the offseason?
Well, I say that, Mike. Does he lose to Georgia and then get embarrassed the rest of the way? I mean, that's nobody knows how that plays out, but right now it looks like he saved his job.
I mean, at 4-3 with wins over, you know, a good UCF team. You know, Miss State is what it is. They did get throttled by Miami, and, you know, Kentucky did beat them. But, yeah, I don't know. Now, the problem is, to your point, it doesn't get much easier. No. It's the toughest schedule. They could get smoked by Dogs, the Longhorns. They play LSU, Ole Miss. They'll likely beat Florida State. That game's in Tallahassee this year.
But there you go. If you get humiliated 3 weeks in a row, you look not – and this is right. The thing. If your team looks non-competitive, which is the reason why we started this conversation at the beginning of the year, Miami blew doors. They didn't even look competitive. And everybody said, what the hell's going on with Florida? If that happens 3 weeks in a row and you already have this looming over your head –
how bad do you lose? That's basically it. But I do think at least he's bought him a little bit of breathing room. The collar isn't as tight, but you're right. It's still a short leash for the Gators.